The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
This is Business Scene. I'm Skylar Ogden. On the outskirts of the capital of Kachin State in Myanmar, amber trading is proving a profitable, if dangerous, trade. The amber mines are located in a conflict zone where Myanmar's army and ethnic Kachin rebels are battling for autonomy, land, and the natural resources on that land. Amber hunters, brave enough to take the risk, return with chunks of the honey-colored fossilized tree sap, which they then sell to jewelers and other traders. Paleontologists are study clientele. Plants, animals, and even dinosaurs can be found frozen inside the resin. With the right buyer, a trader could pocket $100,000 apiece for these historical time capsules. Fighting between the army and the Kachin Independence Army has increased in recent years. Jade and timber are also major drivers of the conflict in northern Myanmar. China announced a new round of tariff cuts this week. The tariff rate on 1,500 consumer goods were cut from an average of 15.7% to 6.9%. The cuts will be applied to a range of products, including home appliances, medicines, and foods and beverages. A local Shanghai resident.
I'll probably buy some. Since the tariffs are so much lower, it is a much better deal than before.
Analysts say the decision is part of China's effort to further open up its economy, boost quality and competition, and meet the growing demands of consumer culture. It is the latest of several rounds of cuts that have taken place since 2015. The cuts do not apply to American goods as China and the United States continue to spar over tariff hikes. U.S. President Donald Trump placed punitive duties on 818 Chinese products, valued at $34 billion. In reaction, China unveiled 25% duties on $50 billion in U.S. imports. The latest tariff cuts will allow China to cultivate other markets and replace imports from the U.S. in the wake of the escalating trade war. It will also offer the average Chinese consumer alternative choices. Gao Li-kun is a tax partner of Deloitte China.
With the development of the Chinese economy, Chinese consumers' purchasing power has become much stronger, according to public information.
The first China International Import Expo will be held in Shanghai in November, in keeping with Xi Jinping's efforts at trade liberalization and economic globalization. For VOA's Business Scene, I'm Skylar Ogden.
That was a program from the Voice of America.